This is Cross Currents. I'm Julie Kane. And now it's time for the book report, brought to you by the Litography Project.
Ah, the Litography Project!
Shh. Your guide to the literary Bay Area.
For the book report, we ask Bay Area authors to tell us about a book that's meaningful for them. Today, we hear from Peter Orner.
My book report is on Joe Gould's Secret by Joseph Mitchell. Joseph Mitchell was a journalist and writer who wrote for The New Yorker in what people might consider the heyday, the 50s and 60s. He did a profile of a homeless man, Joe Gould, who would wander around the East Village reciting poetry and panhandling and being basically just a fixture in the East Village. Joe Gould was purportedly writing the longest book ever written, a book 11 times longer than the Bible, called The Oral History of Our Time. He would walk around Greenwich Village with those school notebooks, you know, with the marble covers, and he would fill them up, and he would take notes on everything everyone was saying. So Mitchell would sit for hours listening to Gould just tell him his life story over and over again. To my mind, he's the greatest listener writer we have ever had. So this is Joe Gould telling his life story in a diner to Joseph Mitchell. The trouble is, the more radical these people became, the more know-it-all they became, and the more self-important and the more self-satisfied. And they sat around in the same old village hangouts that they had sat around in when they were just ordinary bohemians, and they just talked as much as they ever had, only now it wasn't art or sex or booze that they talked about, but the coming revolution and dialectical materialism and the dictatorship of the proletariat and what Lenin meant when he said this and what Trotsky meant when he said that. And they acted as if any conclusions they arrived at on these matters might have far-reaching effect on the future of the whole world. In other words, they completely lost their sense of humor. What Mitchell did was show us in our very best light, and he profiled people in their most miraculous light. I think this book will challenge anybody to see any individual, whoever they are, whether they live on the streets or not, in a much deeper way.
Peter Orner is the author of four books, including Last Car Over the Sagamore Bridge and Love and Shame and Love. He's also the editor of two collections of oral histories published by Voices of Witness.